Welcome back inside the cave. It's a busy Friday here at the radio station with Thank a Vet out front. Stop on by and donate. All the proceeds go to local veterans in Lenawee County. Being Veterans Day, it's Thank a Vet, so stop out front. If you can't physically be here at 242 West Maumee and Adrian, that's the ability to call. You can do that, 263-1039, and make your pledge. Or stop by. I'm sure we'll take donations for the next week or so here at the station. Let's turn our focus back to hockey and the Adrian College D3 men's hockey coach, Adam Krug. I'm going to stop using all the accolades. I don't, you know, coach of the year, national champ. We're past all that. That was last year. You're not coach of the year yet. You haven't won a natty yet this season, but you've put a pretty ambitious schedule together. Taking on Utica on that first weekend and then making a little Minnesota-Wisconsin trip. Can you take us through Utica and how that went?
Yeah, well, banner night, the Friday opening night, you knew emotions would be high, and they were. We score the first goal like 6-7 minutes into that game, and I think the team – I didn't expect to score the first goal. I thought that we'd come out flat and mm-hmm. Utica would get the first goal, but – we scored the first goal, and that might have been the worst thing for us for about the next 16, 17 minutes because we were not good after that. So maybe it was a delayed flatness. But then you get down 2-1, and then into the second period, you say, okay, like we're fine. Let's score the next goal, and Utica ends up getting the next one, and it's 3-1. And then I think our guys kind of snapped out of it and realized that there was work to do. But I appreciated the fact that we had to come from behind. We didn't go through much adversity last year. You know, whether it was, you know, on the injury front, whether it was on the, the scoreboard front or just anything. Like, it's just, we had the lead most of last year.
Sure.
And,
except, when you lost the first game.
Yeah, well, even that one we had the lead. But the second night we came from behind and won last year. So maybe a little bit of a similar start in that regard, to go out and have to claw from behind and get a power play goal in the third period and then get an overtime winner. So the Friday night was a great comeback. It was a great atmosphere. It just got us off on a good foot. And then the next day we just kind of rolled our momentum into that day and put up 8, and that felt really good. And then on to Minnesota the next week.
Yeah, you don't mind giving up 3 when you put 8 in the back of the net?
No, especially when, one or two of them kind of in garbage time anyway.
Okay, sure.
It happens.
One of the guys putting the puck in the net quite a bit, Matus Spodniak, just back at it again. You know that ability's there. It's been there, but it seems like, all right, he's the guy. He's going to give us some point production. Could you speak to his play, at least in the first weekend?
I haven't noticed him, but no, I'm kidding.
Adam shocked me and stunned me.
You're
messing with me, Matus, man. You know how tired I am today.
Matus Spodniak is
who?
Yeah, is absolutely the most pure goal scorer I think I've ever been around. He could do this at Division I if he was in the right situation for him. It probably would have happened at Division I, but kind of in the late fall, I asked him if he thought he could score 35 goals, and he said, "Coach, come on, no, like that's
just one.
That's
win,
a lot,
you know."
Yeah, well, he's like, "That's a lot," and I said, "Yeah, it is." But every day I show up to the rink on a game day, I assume you're going to score one, if not more. I said, "So if you do have the odd couple of games where you don't score, you're going to have the odd few games that you'd score 2 or 3." Right, and he's done that already. I think we've played 4 games, and he has 2 multi-goal games. So, he's on fire, and, we don't want to bank on just Matus. It's got to come from other guys as well, and it has, but Matus is off to a great start. Last year, he didn't score his first goal until, Thanksgiving time, so he's well ahead of his pace from last year.
I haven't really broke down your film, but I'm going to assume Sam is on a line with him. Is Ruff on his line?
Matus was supposed to be playing with Alessio, Luciani.
Okay.
But Luch has been out with an injury, so we actually have a freshman centerman pivoting that line. And, so it's been Zach Heinz, Brad Summers in the middle, and Matus Spodniak on the right.
Okay. Well, that's good for that young man in the middle.
Well, it's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Somebody goes down with an injury, and you hate to see it, but it's sports. You know, there's an opportunity there because of an injury, and Brad has taken that opportunity and done the most with it.
So last weekend, Thursday, Friday, you go to Minnesota Thursday and Wisconsin on Friday. The 2-2 result to Augsburg, a team that, you know, we beat in the semifinal last year. 2-2 tie on the record book, but yeah, the shootout didn't go your way. The first bit of adversity of the season.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that we didn't win. And maybe that's just coach jargon at the end of the day, because there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but you know what? If we win that game, I think we don't clean up some of what we need to clean up. It's early in the season. There's lots to look at. And, you know, we took 4 penalties in the third period, 3 in the offensive zone. 2 were identical penalties. Matu Spodniak actually going to the net, and he plays hard, but he can't get a goalie interference penalty twice in the third period.
Geez. Yeah, no.
You know, and it was the same penalty. So, you know, he felt terrible about that. And, you know, we can kill the first one off, but to have to kill 2 of those penalties off, plus a face-off violation penalty in the offensive zone while we're on the power play, those will kill you. And if we don't end up tying that game or losing or whatever, you know, I think that we wouldn't have necessarily like had to clean up that 4 penalties in the third period. But now, because we didn't win, I'm able to kind of hang that over the guy's head, and I bet you that doesn't happen again this year. You know, yeah, it just we'll learn from it, because we have a mature group, and they typically learn from things.
Yeah. I was not ready.
Well, you asked Sean some questions. I thought maybe you'd want to ask them for Adam.
Ian's tired. No, you pick him up today.
You asked the question that I was going to ask.
Ask him about his goalies, the goalie situation.
What's your goalie situation looking like?
Cam Gray is in Indiana, in the ECHL. No,
the ones that are on your team.
Absolutely. I'm joking. So many people know about Cam and how great he was for us, and that was a big question. You know, what's going to happen in net? And so far, it's gone exactly as I thought it would. You know, we're splitting time with the two, with Dershawn Stewart and Nick Tallarico. Tallarico played night 1 in the overtime win against Utica. Played okay, not great. Next day, I thought Dershawn was very good, played very confidently. And ultimately, that turned into us routing Utica, even though he gave up 3. You know, as mm-hmm. I mentioned, he gave up a goal or two in garbage time. Things happen like that. But, you know, this past weekend at Augsburg, we gave Dershawn the net based off his performance the Saturday before against Utica. And Dershy did a great job. I mean, he played confidently. You know, he faced 30-ish shots, just gave up the 2. You know, he was playing a heck of a game, and it was a bummer that the second one went in, because I don't think he deserved to end up with a tie on his record. But he was very good. We just that second goal was a couple of rebounds, and you can't allow a couple of rebounds. You can allow 1 shot, and then the D got to clear it away. But, you know, it happened, and again, it was on the penalty kill. So, it was a tough situation for him. But Tallarico stepped in the next day at Wisconsin Superior, and he was very good as well. So, I love the two goalies, and I think they're we're gonna see this tandem kind of push us through the season.
What a great question, Andrew.
Yeah, I do have a question now, though.
Okay.
So Marion this week. They're obviously 1-1. They had 2 tough games against Concordia College in Minnesota. How's that looking going into that game? And, you know, anybody that you guys are keying or kind of game planning around?
Yeah, for us, like, it's so early in the year that we're still so focused on, like, ourselves. You know, they certainly have a couple of good players. They'll be highlighted on our pre-scout sheet. You know, they get a couple of big bodies up front that can be a pain in your butt. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's about us. You know, we know they're coming in here to try to steal points from us. And yep, our guys have to, you know, be here for that answer. You know, they're a pretty good team. They lost their, you know, what I would say was their the best goalie they've ever had a year ago to graduation. And, you know, I think the current goalie, like, we've kind of had his number when we have played against him.
Mm-hmm. So that matchup tonight, 7 o'clock, and then Saturday at 4 at the Arrington Ice Arena. It's good to just get right into conference play. You know, I'm sure you guys are, you know, a good test early, but let's get after it. You know, these really quote unquote count right now.
Yeah, no, they do. You know, it's odd looking at the standings board in the dressing room, and you know, we don't have any points yet. And actually, we're behind because Aurora swept Trine last week, and MSOE swept Lake Forest. So, you know, there's two teams in our conference that have two wins, and, mm-hmm. and another two that have two losses, and, yeah. and everybody else hasn't played a conference game yet. So, pretty much everybody else kicks off conference play this weekend, and you know, we gotta start conference play with a couple of wins and get those 6 points.
I'll give some advice for fans that want to come out and see you or Sean's team. Get there early. Parking could be a problem.
Say, not even just for the hockey game. There, a lot going for on all the AC other this weekend.
All the yeah, other I things. Mean, tonight will be a pretty standard evening at Arrington. You know, nothing going on over at the Marillette Center or at Docking Stadium. But tomorrow, football at 1. You know, wrestling at 10 or 11 a.m. with mm-hmm. a big meet there. It sounds like wrestling parking is going to be over at a wrestling facility, and they're going to shuttle people back and forth to try to keep that parking down.
All right, good.
But then once the football game gets started, you know, paid parking opens up and becomes public. And, you know, by 3:30, I assume that football game will be winding down for our 4 o'clock start. So
okay.
hopefully parking won't be
too bad. It might
just
work smoothly.
Well, and that's why we moved the game to 4 o'clock, hoping that it can be a smooth day at Adrian College.
All right, well, best of luck, Coach. We'll keep this going. I'll be with you guys next Friday.
Yeah.
First one already. Do you have room on the bus for me?
We do. I thought,
on the top of it? Or?
Yeah, and then we're just going to leave you there because you're doing the girls' game the next day, right?
Yeah, right. Put me up in a hotel in Angola or something. Yeah.
Not one in Lake Placid?
No.
The Lake Placid Inn from the movie?
Lake Placid Motor Inn and Lodge and Suites.
The Lake Placid
Deluxe.
Movie with the monster, the water monster.
Yeah. We were next door, actually, had a nice breakfast. I'm talking with Adam Krug with the Adrian College D3 men's hockey team, the NCAA program. We need to work on getting some swag in the cave.
Yeah, you mentioned that every time we're in here. I'll see what I can do.
I'll just
he
keep
owed
pushing
us Kelly
it.
Too.
I gave
earlier.
It to Sean to keep poking at you guys so we can get some more stuff in here. But it's good to talk to you. Good start to the season, and keep it up, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.